Blog Talk Radio.
Clocked, and you're saying he made the wrong decisions.
I hate to tell Dusty this, but if they get you beat, they're not wrong decisions.
Yeah, anyway, so I can still remember Dusty Baker not using a defensive replacement for Lofton in the in the World Series in 2002, and how that beat him in the seventh inning because of two fly balls that weren't caught. And if those Shinju had been used in that game the way he should have been, Lofton would never have seen the light of day. He'd have been the DH. But but Baker was a player's manager. Let the older legs roam center field, and he had two balls that dropped in right center field. And the next thing you know, the Giants lose Game 6 and Game 7. And that's what it was at the beginning of about nine straight elimination championship games, move on games, where Dusty Baker loses. Sayonara.
Yeah, I didn't see the interview. I heard about it, and I just laughed. You can bitch and moan about the decisions, but if they turn out to be correct and beat you, they're not wrong. That's just stupid. And who's hot, Poppy, according
I'm gonna take a page from Dusty's book and turn around and say hats off to Dave Roberts.
Yeah,
I mean he used closer in the seventh inning, and he used him for two innings in the third, and he brings in a guy that only had a day's rest, Clayton Kershaw, or 2 days rest, and Kershaw was phenomenal, and it was one for the ages. It wasn't quite as much as what Madison Bumgarner did, but it was so incredible, and congratulations to Clayton Kershaw for getting the monkey off his back, and for those two outs. You know, you couldn't ask for a better way for a guy to put a little cap on his career.
Hondo, what do you think of baseball so far?
Well, just touching on that subject, the game was on the line in the seventh inning.
Exactly. Exactly.
Best relief pitcher in the seventh inning. It's an elimination game. I wasn't privy to those pages yesterday, so I didn't see that Baker had number one, you never criticize another manager for the moves he makes. That's classless.
Especially if he wins.
You tip your cap to him, number one. Number two, I thought Dave Roberts was the way he's handled the whole year, and I tweeted out after that game, if Dave Roberts is not named NL Manager of the Year this year, and I know that game has nothing to do with it, that the voting's in before the playoffs start. If he's not named NL Manager of the Year, they'll scrap the award.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to give it to the Cubs manager.
That will be an injustice, because everybody in the country was picking the Cubs to win the World Series. So how can you pick Joe Maddon as Manager of the Year when he's got the horses? If Dave Roberts is not NL Manager of the Year, something's wrong.
Well, after his incredible display of skill and his instincts in the playoffs. My goodness.
28 guys on the DL this year, the way he handled that bullpen, he's Manager of the Year in my book, hands down.
I'll tell you, that was both exciting series games last night with Cleveland and Toronto. Toronto's bats decided to take the night off, and Cleveland gets that two-run home run. That itself was a good game, and of course the Dodger game and the National game. Unfortunately for the Nationals, the only thing that I can say is that they sorely were missing Bryce Harper, who just didn't show up in that series at all. And unfortunately, people were questioning Dave Roberts. I don't know why. The only thing, guys, I'm going to throw out there on the table right now is, I understand why he did what he did, but has the lemon been juiced out of Clayton Kershaw now?
What do you mean?
I mean, is there anything left? I mean, is he going to... Huh?
Yeah, he only came in and threw 10 pitches or whatever it was he threw. He'll be fine. You know, going back to that Dusty Baker thing again, if anybody wants to be criticized in that game for a move they made, is Dusty Baker taking Max Scherzer out after only 80-something pitches. He gives up a home run. He gives up a home run to Jock Peterson, and all of a sudden he's out of the game? That was crazy.
Yeah, I think Jim Rome sent out a tweet that I thought was kind of funny during the game, and his tweet after Scherzer came out is, the last person you want managing a bullpen is Dusty Baker. which I thought was kind of funny, but in all fairness, it's easy to second guess, especially when, the decisions turn out to be wrong. We've all said it before. A couple of years ago in the Super Bowl, when Pete Carroll decided to pass instead of run, as Hondo's pointed out numerous times, if that play had been successful, Pete Carroll would have been a genius. And, so it's always easy to criticize. And it's funny, the criticizing is always done after the fact. Very, very few times do we hear people before the result is in, do we hear people criticizing, oh my God, what's he doing? It's always after the negativity or the move backfires, and that's what I get chuckle out of. All right, let's head out to Santa Anita today, folks. The great race place, and I understand that. Couple of times incognito, Boppy has been rumored to be walking in the grandstands at the racetrack. I'm not sure about that, but
it's happened.
Huh?
I said that's happened. That's not just a rumor.
Yeah, just I've actually gotten emails from listeners saying that they've thought that they've seen you, Boppy, in Atlantic City and in Vegas, and I just tell them, I say, well, you know what, I don't know about that, but, we won't throw you under the bus, don't worry. There is a horse today that we like in the fourth race, folks, that is noteworthy, and it's the number one horse, Dad Taught Me Well. This is a Chris Hartman trainee, first off the claim, better than looked effort, is exiting a race in which the winner came back to win next time out, stretching back out to a route of ground, has the fence, and is a nice, juicy 6-1 on the morning line. So if you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone and call your neighborhood friend, the guy that you meet at the bowling alley or behind the Albertsons at 11:30 at night, we suggest you put a couple of bucks to win in place. Santa Anita Race 4, number one, Dad Taught Me Well. And Hondo, do you have anything that you like out at the track today?
Yeah, and first race, so get there early. Don't miss the opener. Horse on the outside with Bajorano riding for Carla Gaines named Monterey Shale. And the horse is at 3-1 on the morning line. I think it's well spotted, and I think it's going to give a good effort today.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to take our first and only time out. When we come back, we will have the second half of Keeping Score with Bobby. And you know what that means. It means we're going to be giving you some free football plays and opening back up the discussion for the sports and whatnot. So this is your cue, folks. Go refresh your beverage of choice. And when we come back, we'll have the second half of Keeping Score with Bobby.
You there, Hondo?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the...
Well, we can have a few bars if you want.
Somebody fell asleep in the studio here, so we're all right. Well, maybe we're not going to take a timeout.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, not quite Dick Enberg and doing raindrops keep dropping on your head, but maybe it'll be a cherished piece of memorabilia someday.
All right. Well, I guess we're not going to take a timeout, so we will continue to have our discussion and give you our free football plays today, and I'll go first this week, guys, and I am going to give out the game tonight, the 5 o'clock game, Ohio State and Wisconsin, and I am going to side with Wisconsin at home, 195-196. And I am going to take the 11 points with Wisconsin, the Badgers at home, and suggest everybody do that as well. 195-196, take Wisconsin, 196 at home, plus the 11 points. And, of course, that's going to be where I'm going to be at tonight. And, Bobby, what about you? Who do you like today as your lock of the day?
I like another Big Ten game. Nebraska's traveling to Indiana. Indiana's a program, a team on the move up. But I think that when you only have to give 3 points, and Nebraska's probably going to be in the Big Ten championship game this year, I like Nebraska. They're a very good team. Number 3 in the country in converting on third down plays to keep the thing. The only proviso here is their best receiver, Jordy Westerkamp, is out. He won't be playing today, but I'm on board. It's Big Red is on the move up, likely to add to the luster of their football tradition to eclipse to get their 10 wins this year. I like Nebraska. They'll beat Indiana by more than 3.
All right. And that game kicks at 12:30, folks, actually 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, 147, 148. And Bobby here is suggesting a play on 147 Nebraska, and he's going to be laying the 3 points in that contest, and good luck if you decide to partake. Another interesting game of note, kind of tongue-in-cheek, is the Notre Dame game, which is being played tonight. And Notre Dame, of course, is taking on Stanford. Stanford and Notre Dame. And guys, I'll tell you, that is going to be a game. I wouldn't bet that game with counterfeit money, as the saying goes. But that's going to be a good game to watch. And that game is kicking off at 4:30. And because these teams, well, let's just say they're having subpar seasons so far. And it'll be interesting to see. Cafferty is Hondo. What's wrong with him? Is he hurt, or what's going on? Do you think?
Well, it's the number one. The quarterback is, Ryan Burns is not quite the quarterback Kevin Hogan, and they've been able to key on him more. I mean, if you keyed too much last year on McCaffrey, Hogan would hurt you. And it's not the case this year. And I think they're also a little banged up. And it's just, I think, a combination of things. But, boy, you talk about a game that has lost all of its luster. Going into the season, this looked like a marquee matchup.
Yep.
And now you got two struggling programs going against each other. It could be a good game. I mean, I think they're both evenly matched right now at this point in the season. So it could be a good one.
I got a question for you, Art or Ed. If there's a team struggling more than Stanford and Notre Dame this year, is it Oregon? Can you believe the way that's fallen?
Yeah, Oregon is at rock bottom. I don't know what's wrong with that program.
They lost.
Must have run out of players.
Yeah, anyway, that's a game to put an asterisk. Bye, folks. No official release in that game, but it'll be interesting to see. I'm going to be watching it, and that is the 193-194 Stanford taking on Notre Dame at home, and Notre Dame is the 3-point favorite in that game. Hondo, do you like anything today?
Yeah, I like an NFL game tomorrow. Redskins are coming home after a rough start. I think they lost their first two, and they've rebounded a little bit coming home, getting 3 points against the Eagles. So I think that's a good play with the Redskins plus 3 at home against the Eagles. Or are the Redskins favored by 3? I might have blown that. What is that? They're getting 3 or they're giving 3?
267-268 Philadelphia is on the road, and Philly is minus 3.
Okay, yeah. I like the Redskins plus 3 in that game.
Okay. So Hondo is suggesting a play, 268 Washington plus 3 at home versus Philadelphia. All right. Well, we got about 5 minutes left here of our show, so let's go ahead and open it up and you gentlemen talk about whatever we didn't get covered this morning and what else is going on in the sports world.
Well, I'm just real excited about the college football season. I think, except for the at the very top with Alabama, I think everything's up for grabs. There are a lot of teams contending for that for those four spots, and it's impossible to tell what's going to happen in any of the conferences. I think Nebraska could challenge Ohio State if Ohio State gets by Wisconsin today.
Yeah, I really think that Wisconsin might not have the team to beat them heads up, but I think getting Wisconsin in 11, I think that's a good bet. I think that's way too many points, especially at home. And yeah, Alabama, and you know, you got some other, you got Clemson, which is, of course, you know, a powerhouse, and there's some good games today. Hondo, what anything that you that you're looking forward to watching on TV today?
You know, no game really stands out, but there are a lot of intriguing matchups, but nothing that stands out that I want to see, like a couple weeks ago with that Clemson and Louisville game. But no, there are some good ones, I'm looking forward to seeing the game one of the Dodgers and Cubs tonight too.
Yeah, of course, you know, the baseball matchups, that's going to be a good one, the Cubs. And I'll tell you, as much as I hear people saying that the Cubs are going to steamroll over L.A., I don't see that happening. I think that's going to be a good series. And I think the folks in Cleveland might be in for a surprise. That team was resurrected from what looked like they were dead, and they're coming back and cooled off a very hot Toronto team last night and looked good doing it. And so that, there's some good baseball in the cards. And Bobby,
the key to that series is when Trevor Bauer takes the mound. If Trevor Bauer does well for the Indians look really good to win that series. But if Trevor
Bauer
is up,
scheduled for Game 3, isn't he?
Right. But I think he's the key. He's the key for the Indians. It's whether or not he holds up, whether he can hold off the big bats, or whether he gets lit up, because he's the guy that can have a great game or a dreadful game.
Right. Yeah, it will be interesting to see. Now, what actually did he do to his finger? He sliced something on his finger?
Bobby,
did you hear? I was going through the reports and everything late last night, early this morning, and I have to admit I overlooked that. But I remember seeing him last night, and they were saying that he has got something wrong with his pinky finger. I don't know what. Have you heard anything about that?
No. I did not know he'd hurt himself.
Okay. Folks, just FYI, before you bet any money on that game, any serious money, or if you just want to bet some pin money, go ahead and check that out and make sure, because I do know that there was, I don't think it was serious, but he did do something to his pinky finger, and showed it wrapped in a Band-Aids and in gauze. So just FYI, you might want to take a look at that. Of course, they were downplaying it, saying that he was going to be fine and that it wasn't a major injury and that he's able to hold the baseball and all that. But we all know how that can go sometimes. And anyway, yeah, there's some interesting games this week, to be sure, with football and baseball going up. Guys, real quick, give me the World Series matchups. Hondo?
Cubs-Indians.
Okay. Bobby?
Cubs-Indians.
Okay. All right. All right, guys, thank you for taking the time out. Hondo, thank you for taking time out of your morning.
All right, good luck, everybody.
And, folks, it's that time of morning for Bobby to go ahead and say it.
Well, I'm going to remind you, first of all, I had a good week last week, but even though you didn't mention it, be safe, be careful.
Well, Bobby,
God
you're,
bless.
You're expected to have a good week.
All right. Be safe, be careful. God be with you. We'll see you next week, Lord
all
willing.
Right.
Have
all
a good
right,
day.
Folks, may all your bets be winning ones. We hope to see you in the cashier's line this weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Good luck.